Patricia Michael from Arlington, Vermont. Friday, May 30th, listening to the roundtable. Love the 9 o'clock section. But today you have on Blair Horner from NYPIRG, and he is a spectacular addition to the discussion. So my suggestion is have him on more often. He has just jazzed up the whole morning. Thank you for everything WAMC does.
Hello, this is Andrew Dalton calling from the town of Shawangum in the Hudson Valley. President Obama's visit to Cooperstown a few days ago was carried on your Midday Magazine. He had some nice things to say about the tourism of Cooperstown and that area, I guess really about upstate New York. Those were very appropriate words. However, this is the president who is pro-fracking. And I suppose he would welcome it if New York State would open up to fracking. Well, if that should happen, you can say goodbye to the very sort of tourism that Obama seems to be praising. Talking out of both sides of his mouth, I think he is.
Dave Ellis, Hammond, New York, truck driver that runs through your area quite frequently. I appreciate what you're doing to cover Memorial Day, and that means a lot more to me than Fukushima or the BP oil spill. Personally, I think a trip to the New York State Museum is in order. And as far as equal pay for equal work for the sexes, try the transportation industry. Everybody makes the same amount of money depending on your years of experience. Take care, and God bless you.
Mariana from Shelburne Falls, and I just want to put a comment in about the Nielsen Schmielsen show yesterday. Harry Nielsen did not give Fred Neil credit for the song that he wrote, Everybody's Talking. Fred Neil wrote that song. You can look it up on Wikipedia or Fred Neil, N-E-I-L. I happen to have known him back in the village in the 60s, and I was saddened to hear that Harry Nielsen did not give Fred Neil credit for that song, Everybody's Talking. Like the show otherwise. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jerelle Quaker in Schenectady. We're calling about the NPR wide-eyed amazement over the $400 billion pipeline deal between Russia and China. And I'm thinking it's 2014. The planet is scheduled to be on major track to major disaster in 36 years. That's not very much time. And we're still oohing and aahing over a $400 billion petroleum export product. Our worship and wonder at what money can do and buy has got to be tempered by the fact that we're not going to have anywhere to live in 36 years and counting.